February is the Avarit Center for Tea, Hearts, month for our organization. During the month of eternal love, we at the Avarit Center will be celebrating the folks and businesses who have taken the time to financially support us through our membership program. Designed to last a year, the folks who join take a step above the crowd to support the arts in their local community. Folks like retirees, folks new to the community, folks who work at the university, and folks who have been here all their lives are among the list of members. We keep our members informed of our activities through regular mail and email communication. In addition to our shows and gallery openings, we remind them of our classes, camps and workshops offered throughout the year. Many members participate in these, and all members are invited and welcomed. To become a member, call Annika and Cody at the front desk, 912-212-2787, or visit https://avarit-center-for-the-arts.square.site/membership.blackinbloom. Now until March 1st ST Something Else We Love is Nancy B. Price's Black in Bloom exhibition, which will continue to be on display through March 1st. This show provides an immersive exploration of the artist's seven-year artistic journey, where flowers and gardens become poignant symbols of resilience, comfort, and healing. Price's Black in Bloom is a profound meditation on her extensive use of flowers and gardens in her art throughout her career. Renowned for her mastery of analog collage, Price transcends the traditional boundaries of art to convey a message that goes beyond aesthetics. Through the delicate interplay of intricate cutouts and thoughtfully arranged installations, Price's art serves as a vehicle to navigate the complexities of being Black in America. Our main gallery, 33 E Main Street, is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and is sponsored by Hoke Brunson, DRs. Patrick and Teresa Novotny, Bernie Marsh and John Tucker, Lawrence and Kathleen Smith, the Statesboro Regional Art Association, Tony and Diane Phillips, Judy Butler, Bill and Virginia Ann Franklin Waters, Betty Franklin and Fraser's Flowers. Entry to our galleries is free to the public. Jordan Fennell Memoir and Biography Writing Workshop, February 6, 13th, 20th, and 27th. Ready to try something new? We will host a memoir and biography writing workshop that will meet four times, February 6, 13th, 20th, and 27th. Jordan Fennell, owner of Legacy Biography, will teach the workshops, which will focus on helping students get started with writing their memoirs or the biography of a family member. The workshops will also guide students through common problems encountered by those who want to write their memoirs, as well as techniques and strategies for success. Fennell, whose latest ghostwriting project was published this year through Trilogy Christian Publishing, is a graduate of Georgia Southern University. The fee to attend these workshops is just $50 for individuals and $90 for couples. Paint and Party, February 9th. Our next Paint and Party will be held February 9th at 6 p.m. No experience necessary. Just come and have fun with friends and your favorite drink. This month we will be painting beautiful blue flowers. The cost to attend these events is $40 each and includes all the supplies needed. Our paint and parties are held at the Roxy Remley Center, 31 E Vine Street, give it a spin. Workshops, February 10th. Interested in pottery but feeling shy about signing up for a class? Come on down to the Roxy Studio, 31 E Vine Street, and try our give it a spin. Workshops on February 10th at either 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. This 2.5-hour session will cover the basics of throwing on the potter's wheel. All tools and materials provided. The cost is $40. Give it a spin, is for ages 16 plus. Daddy-daughter dance class, February 10th. During this month of love, the Cotton Rose School of Dance will host its annual daddy-daughter dance class for ages 3 to 9. Join us February 10th to enjoy this special event. Ages 3 to 5 will dance from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. and ages 6 to 9 will dance from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. To register for this event, email cottonroseschoolofdance@gmail.com or call 912-225-8909. The cost is only $5 to participate. The daddy-daughter dance will be held at 41 W Main Street and space is limited. Winter Break Camp, February 12-16. When school's out, we're in. Indulge your creative child with a week-long camp adventure in the world of art, creation, exploration, and experimentation at our winter break camp, February 12th through 16th. Campers will learn about colors, art techniques, and how to express themselves through art. Students will need to bring their morning snack, lunch, and afternoon snack and should dress to get dirty. Winter break camp is for students ages 5 through 12. The cost is $150 for tuition and $10 for the supply fee. Members can call Annika or Cody at 912-212-2787 for their member discount. Always Patsy Cline, February 16th, 18th. It's time to get ready for Always, Patsy Cline, February 16th through 18th in the Emma Kelly Theater, 33 E Main Street. Local favorites Brandy Harvey and Christy McClendon will bring back the laughter, the tears and the music in this play created and originally directed by Ted Swindley. Based on real-life events, the show tells the story of the friendship between Cline and Louise Seeger. On a special trip to see Patsy at a honky-tonk bar in Houston, Louise saw her idol sitting alone and approached her. Out of that chance meeting, an unlikely friendship began. A picture of the Always Patsy Cline cast. Photo courtesy of the Averitt Center for the Arts. In Always, Patsy Cline, the two share their letters, visits, and homespun stories of laughter and heartache that brought together a housewife and a legendary country singer. This down-home, crowd-pleasing musical features 27 of Patsy's unforgettable classics, including Crazy, Walkin' After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, Sweet Dreams, Back in Baby's Arms, and more. Friday and Saturday shows start at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinee starts at 3 p.m. Tickets are just $30. State of the City Address, February 27th. On February 27th at 7 p.m., join Statesboro's 21st mayor, Jonathan McCaller, in the Emma Kelly Theater, 33 E Main Street, as he delivers the 2024 State of the City Address. The mayor will offer an intimate look at his perspective on the city's current state of affairs and outline the city's roadmap for the future. The event is free and open to the public. For more information on events, classes, and workshops, visit our website at www.averittcenterforthearts.org or contact the Averitt Center at 912-212-2787.